Well, Facebook is losing popularity quickly. According to a survey, Facebook is less cool and using the youth factor at a fast pace. So in a last-second attempt to save themselves, social media giants are linking up together. Here's John Bound with that report.
Representatives from Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube faced a British parliamentary committee on U.S. soil at George Washington University. They were reminded of their own unchecked power to gather their users' data.
There's an article in the Times today in the UK, and the headline is How to Win 2 Billion Friends and Destroy Civilization, the biggest surveillance enterprise in history. And this is by a very well-known journalist, and he is suggesting that there's, whether Facebook like it or not, the position that you've got yourself into is this position. It is that you hold so much data about people that you are now very, very powerful. I just wanted to know, how long do you hold people's data for that you collect about them? Is there a limit?
Yes, as long as they want us to.
Oddly enough, after demonizing the social media giant's reach, the Orwellian panel dove headfirst into the need to control and regulate free speech.
Do you accept then that there is a problem of bogus news, misleading news, disinformation, and you also accept that you have both the responsibility to and the means to address that?
We recognize that there is a problem of misinformation, and we are dedicated to making sure that we are promoting authoritative content when it comes to news and demoting misinformation.
And when you're talking about misinformation, well, let's face it, misinformation, disinformation, fake news can be sort of sexy. I mean, people like ghosts. They like conspiracy theories. They like UFOs.
These are the same people.
And they follow it. And this creates, I would imagine,
that are having meetings to censor and shut down InfoWars, people. You understand? This is what it's all about. Shutting us down and making sure you don't have access to the truth. That's what this is about.
Who are doing that?
Doesn't it demonstrate that perhaps it's time for regulation, it's time for rules that set out the roles and responsibilities and all of these things, because all of this is affecting our society?
We are not the arbiters of truth. We are not going to remove content based on fact this is untrue. The one strength that Twitter has is it's a hive of journalists, of citizens, of activists, correcting the record and correcting information. If an account was created for the sole purpose of abusing somebody, that would cross our sole purpose abuse. If it was using language based on a protected characteristic and it's hateful conduct, we'd remove it for that. But the truthness of a piece of information is not a ground upon.
So the deliberate use of your platform to distribute absolutely false and defamatory information can continue in election time, according to what you've just said.
Do you agree with me that Twitter is addictive?
But I don't think it's in our position to say that, because it depends very much on the individual.
I think it's exactly in your.
You know, it's funny that we're having these hearings about fighting fake news on social media. We need to be having hearings like this, fighting Clinton paid for dossiers used to get spy warrants. That's a crime.
Assessing our results against different queries. Are we surfacing the right kind of results? Are we surfacing results that have appropriate authority? And they use that, those hundreds of thousands of bits of data from those evaluations, to continue to train our systems. This is an ongoing effort.
I just wanted to mention some research that was done recently by The Guardian that suggested that the largest source of news, for false news channels, came from YouTube and came from these videos that tend to be recommended by the up.
Oh, YouTube, where they try to shut us down and demonetize us.
A lot of this had a.
Who do you think she's talking about?
Bias. So I put it to you that if that is the case, you are indoctrinating society.
Ultimately, regulating social media information will ensure its own downfall. Credible sources, truth, and valid opinions are not exclusive to the establishment media.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with the War Room. We've got Roger Stone, Paul Preston today. It's going to be a good broadcast.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle. 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
I'd like to say that we are in the eye of the storm right now. Everything kind of seems calm, at least here. If you're in Russia or Iran or Israel, perhaps you're not in the eye of the storm. But right now, stocks are up. No big news is breaking. The memo is kind of behind us. The Democrats are trying to weasel their memo out. Trump is addressing it. Trump is hammering the deep state on Twitter all weekend. And America's rejuvenation is really starting to manifest itself. As we are live on this Monday, February 12th, 2018, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Welcome to the War Room. My co-host, Roger Stone, joins me in the second hour. He's going to be in studio. So looking forward to that dynamic. And then Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio joins me in the third hour. And he's going to give us the update on the move for New California, or essentially breaking California into two states, which has been petitioned for by people in California who are sick of being or seeing their state turned into a third world nation, with the leadership of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, Governor Jerry Brown, you know, the normal crew. It's so bad, you know, if you're at a bus stop and you see an illegal immigrant peeing and you tell him to stop, you get stabbed. If you're walking through the streets of San Francisco, you know, you might want to carry your poop map around with you so you can avoid the areas where there's large amounts of feces. Yes, that's what happens in California. So we'll be talking about that. In the meantime, you know, I guess the big news right now, at least here domestically, would have to be a letter sent to Donald Trump Jr. that contained a white powder, suspicious powder. Obviously, the rumors are anthrax, but I don't think any official information has been released on that. And so that gets sent to Don Jr., and then his wife gets rushed to a Manhattan hospital because she opened the envelope that had the white powder inside. Oh, okay, so they're actually reporting here in the New York Post that it turned out to be cornstarch. At least that's what the law enforcement said to the Post. So she's still in the hospital. So we'll be monitoring that situation. Hopefully it was nothing serious. Maybe it was a threat. Maybe it was an accident. But here's the thing about it. Because I've got this stack of news here that's actually about five or six different stories, but it's really the same story. Because who would be shocked if some radical leftist terrorist wanted to terrorize the Trump family, even if it was just by sending some white powder in an envelope just to scare them? And it wasn't actually a poisonous substance. Would you really be shocked if some radical leftist wasn't behind this? Or, I don't know, maybe some member of the deep state trying to intimidate them. But you had the... I mean, this is really crazy. You cannot make this stuff up. Friday, you had CNN and we've got the video clips. You had CNN praising the sister of Kim Jong-un. She's the belle of the ball at the Olympics, according to CNN. She's so graceful. She's so beautiful. She stole the show. You know, Kim Jong-un's sister, what is it, Sim Young-un, I think, or something? She got more attention from CNN than a 17-year-old American that won a gold medal in a shocking upset. CNN covered Kim Jong-un's sister more than they covered an actual American 17-year-old who put on an amazing performance and took a gold medal in a snowboarding event. So yes, CNN is the communist news network. They like the Uns more than they like Americans. They like Sim Young-un, Kim Jong-un's sister, more than they like Americans. And they just showed you their true colors. But then over the weekend, it didn't matter that everyone blew up against CNN. Nobody could believe CNN went to that low and really showed their true colors. And then what did the New York Times do yesterday? They doubled down and they said, Kim Jong-un's sister out-diplomats or outflanks Mike Pence at the Olympics. What? What? What are they even talking about? It's all very strange. But let me explain something, because it's all the same story, because this is the left now. This is the left now. They've gone full communist. They've gone full authoritarianism. They have gone full radical. Even terrorist to a point in many cases. And we've got cases of that. But how about the Obama portraits today? Okay, so someone draws some portrait of Manchelle Obama and Barack Obama. Really, really not even good art. I mean, really just strange art. But did you know that the artist that did the portraits has actually done portraits before of black women beheading white women? Oh, they didn't tell you that, did they? There he is. Oh, look at that beautiful picture of a black woman beheading a white woman. And that's not the only one. There's another one. Here's another beautiful picture of a black woman decapitating a white woman, because that's what it's all about. It's all about violence. It's all about hating. It's all about division. It's all about identity politics. So yeah, you know, I'm sure the Obamas loved this artist. They probably had a couple of these pictures in their home, you know, nice picture of decapitating a white person. And so they said, wow, let's have them do a picture for us. Now, they were kind enough not to depict Michelle Obama holding up Melania Trump's head in the portrait, but you know that's what they would really like. That's what they'd really like. Actually, we've got the official revealing of the Obama portrait. Actually, this is actually exclusive footage that we have got here at InfoWars. Do we have this exclusive footage ready? Folks, this is the exclusive footage. You're not going to see this anywhere else. This is actually the real, true reveal of the Obama portrait. InfoWars exclusive. Check this out. There it goes. And there it is. Barack Hussein Obama, the Joker in chief, the communist dictator in chief, the Satanist in chief. I mean, that is the picture though. I told you that was an InfoWars exclusive that we had right there. I mean, you just saw it for yourself. But it goes on. Antifa cheers murder of police officer thrown in front of train. Antifa leftists cheered the murder of a police officer who was thrown in front of a moving train in Cologne, France. The officer was hired to investigate Islamists in the area. Wow. I wonder if there's a connection there. How about this one? White people not welcome. Costa Rican healing retreat offers women of color a break from Caucasians. Okay. Fine. Doesn't bother me. But imagine if this was the opposite. Imagine that. No, you can't imagine that. There would be outrage. There would be an outcry. There would be virtue signaling and social justice warriors going crazy. But it all ties in. Keith Ellison attended private dinner with Iranian president and Louis Farrakhan in 2013. You know, I didn't want to cover this because I really don't care. I mean, Louis Farrakhan is, you know, whatever he is, but he doesn't run my life. But you did also have that meeting with Obama and 30 other Democrats with Louis Farrakhan. I mean, this is a man who's called for white people to die and you know, said the Jews are responsible for 9/11. So I'm just waiting for the Democrats to disavow Louis Farrakhan. Oh, but that's not going to happen because that stack of news, folks, is the story. Just like the train crash, just like the baseball shooting where they shot Steve Scalise, just like any time InfoWars reporters or conservatives want to go out to an event or a speech, they get punched, they get spit on, they get objects thrown at them. The left and the Democrat Party is the biggest hate group in America today.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
state has been forced to out itself here, and the left has been forced to out itself as well for what is truly behind their policies and what is truly behind their agenda. Welcome back to the War Room Show. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. But now you have Paul Hellyer, a former Canadian Minister of Defense, who is now saying the Illuminati is real. Now, obviously, the Illuminati is kind of a loaded term or phrase. It's like secret society, New World Order, whatever you want to say. Of course, we do have the text from the FBI agents that say we are in a secret society. You did have Newt Gingrich before the election say the reason why they hate Trump is because he's not part of the secret society. So we know this is going on, but here's Paul Hellyer saying that the Illuminati is indeed running the world.
It was at this stage that there was a virtual merger of the Council and the U.S. State Department, which, in late 1941, created a special committee to consider positive planning, the Advisory Committee on Positive Foreign Policy.
That's the Council on Foreign Relations.
Council members, that's the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, played important roles and set the stage for key decisions that would affect the post-war world. Well, these were the seeds of a new world order, and they have been working at it ever since. At the end of the war, they got a break with Operation Paperclip. I'm sure that most of you
when they hired the Nazi scientists. Paperclip.
But the U.S. military had their eyes on the Nazis,
scientists, technology,
and wanted to get their hands on them before somebody else did.
So it's kind of a sign of the times that we're in right now, where deep state is now a household phrase, globalism is now a household phrase, or globalist, and you cannot tune in to conservative media pretty much without hearing one or both of those phrases used. I mean, pretty much throughout a broadcast, which is a far cry from where we were at, honestly, even just 3 years ago. I mean, if you would have tuned into Fox News 3 years ago, how many times do you think you would have heard deep state or globalist? Probably zero. Now you tune into Fox News, and if it's not Shep Smith contorting, you pretty much hear it on every Fox News, and as long as they're not talking economy, but actual news on Fox Business as well. But I'll tell you, you know what? We've got this MSNBC clip. So guys, we'll go to clip 13 here. But you know, I quit watching MSNBC and CNN about a year and a half ago for my news aggregation. I pretty much just don't tune into them anymore at all, because they literally provide zero news. I mean, nothing. And I actually tuned into a little bit of MSNBC over the weekend just to see what was going on. It is a circus act. Oh my gosh. I'm serious. I'm wondering, where does MSNBC get some of these pundits and these show hosts and these guests? Like, are they following around? What was the name of the circus, guys? They just canceled that circus. You guys know that? Was it the Ringling Brothers? You know what? That's what it is. So the Ringling Brothers or whatever, they just canceled their circus. So MSNBC has now absorbed all of the people from the circus. That's what's going on now. I'm dead serious. Look, guys, tune into CNN one day and you'll see a woman that has more makeup and wigs. I mean, they all are just caked on makeup and wigs. Half of them don't even know what they're talking about. They got this new guy on there now who, like, I mean, the guy looks like he got, you know, maybe hit on the head with a 2x4 a couple times as a kid. And it's like, whoa, people are listening to this? Of course, they're not. Nobody watches MSNBC. Nobody consciously goes to MSNBC. I can't stand her, but I'll give Rachel Maddow credit. At least she can, I mean, she has an audience. I mean, at least Rachel Maddow can actually grip an audience and probably do a show without a teleprompter. She's probably the only one on the left that could do that. I'm dead serious. I don't think there's any other host or commentator on the left that could do a show without a teleprompter other than Rachel Maddow. But Here's MSNBC. I mean, it just gets more absurd by the day, folks. I mean, praising communism. They like communism. They don't like communism. They don't know what the hell is going on. So here's MSNBC now saying that Donald Trump is the commander in chief of rape culture.
Because I think we're starting to realize...
Not Bill Clinton!
Trumpism doesn't merely tolerate sexual abuse. Sexual abuse is a very apt metaphor for everything Trumpism is.
Pause it. Do you see what I'm talking about? Are you listening to this clown? Dude, what circus cart were you in? I was in circus cart 3. Oh, no way, I was in circus cart 4! Oh, and here we are at MSNBC together on AM Joy. Wow, let's go back to circus cart 3.
The cultivation of fear in everyone, the insistence that people are loving it when you are actually degrading and dehumanizing them and making their lives harder, and then just going around telling people that...
See, pause it again. What world does this guy live in? What is he talking about? I'm serious. Try to think about this. What is he talking about? Donald Trump is degrading people. He's creating a rape culture. Pretty much everything he does is a metaphor for rape culture. What are you talking about? Cutting taxes? Tell me, circus cart number 4, how is cutting taxes an analogy for rape culture? Let's hear this.
Hispanics love you, the women love you. The state of constant insecurity that you create.
Constant
in others,
insecurity. Oh, he's so insecure.
Your own insecurities into this attempt to dominate others. This is a rape culture presidency, and Donald Trump has become the commander in chief of American rape culture.
That's riveting stuff right there from circus cart number 4. Or was that circus cart number 3, guys? That was 3. Circus cart number 3. Circus cart number 4 will come on later. Actually, I actually want to find this guy. I don't think he's on the list. I saw him on the Alex Jones show earlier. I think Roger Stone might have a clip. We got to find this guy. We got to find circus cart number 4. You know what? We're going to do that. We're going to find circus cart number 4. And I you guys just got to see this guy. You wouldn't even believe it. But meanwhile, here's CNN. Listen to this Leanne McAdoo report, clip 18. This is CNN praising dictators, communist oppressors at the Olympics.
Securing their nickname as the Commie News Network, CNN got roasted for raving about Kim Jong-un's sister, who is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics, y'all. CNN asserts if diplomatic dance were an event at the Winter Olympics, Kim Jong-un's younger sister would be favored to win gold. CNN even went there saying the dictator's sister, Kim Yo-jong, is North Korea's answer to Ivanka Trump. Right. She's a key member of a murderous regime that tortures, starves, and jails
Ivanka
citizens
Trump,
in prison
a business
labor
owner.
Camps,
and an entrepreneur. she's the equivalent of a Kim Jong-un oppressive dictator's sister. Oh, yeah.
Little is known about Kim beyond her official rank, and her power exists because she is the person the supreme leader trusts more than anyone else in the regime. See? Just like Ivanka. Otto warned
I wonder how she felt about Kim Jong-un having her brother killed.
Might have stolen the show at the Winter Olympics had he not been murdered last year with poison. CNN's hatred for Trump.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kim Jong-un murdering people? Oppressive regime? Starving North Koreans? We love North Korea. This is CNN. We're the Communist News Network. Don't insult North Korea.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Matt
Scranton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Folks, I have been treated. I've been gifted the sweetest treat during the break here. I couldn't handle myself. I didn't realize that the same goon that I was talking about on MSNBC was Dick Painter. I didn't know this. Yes, Dick Painter. We heard from Nick Pickles earlier on the show. There's Dick Painter. This is one of the biggest tools. Rob Reiner, Michael Moore, Dick Painter. I mean, these are the biggest tools ever. Now, bear down. And get ready, because we are about to go to Dick Painter. And I mean, this guy, he blows your mind. I mean, he's so coherent and eloquent and just persuasive. I mean, just listen to Dick Painter.
I want to get your reaction to Bill Kristol's tweet, because we have to separate the two. While this is unprecedented, it's ridiculous.
I mean, is he wearing a bowl cut?
What is it actually?
The guy is wearing a bowl cut.
Well, it's undermining our national security. There's classified information in this memo, and the only person who's going to benefit from it being released is
this
Vladimir
is who
Putin.
CNN puts on air. Dick Painter.
And how we do of Donald Trump, we're collaborating with the Russians. I mean, that's what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to expose our intelligence operations to the benefit of Vladimir Putin. President Trump's own Justice Department has said that the memo is misleading. misleading. His own FBI, including his own FBI director, urged that it not be released. This is an abuse of our intelligence apparatus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is an abuse of our intelligence apparatus. Hillary Clinton paying for a spy warrant, though. That's, you know, I'm Dick Painter. That's fine.
Because President Trump won't mind if Vladimir Putin wins as long as he wins.
Well, what? That may be his attitude. I don't know why he's behaving this way.
You see what I'm talking about? This is such tripe. There is no intellect. There is nothing to this. This makes you, if you listen to MSNBC, you get dumber. Your IQ goes down. I bet you could do a study, and if you had someone listening to InfoWars for a year, and then you had someone listening to MSNBC for a year, MSNBC IQ would go down, InfoWars IQ would go up. That's, I guarantee it.
He is a member of a different.
How can you get smarter by listening to Dick Painter?
Of Congress. Malcolm Nance a little while ago said...
All right, you know, pull it down. Dick Painter is about to join us in studio here. Do we have any questions for Dick Painter?
Mr. Painter, we all know that Russia interfered with the election and got Donald Trump elected. The question is, do we have any evidence of that?
Russia, Trump, and they just said the dossier, and then the defense with the FBI, and I guess... And then the Department of Justice under Trump and then rape culture.
Wow. Brilliant and cogent as always. Now, and of course, we know that the CIA and FBI have never lied to the American people. Why did they start now?
Well, the American people, you know, they fully trust the FBI. But now that Trump's president, nobody trusts the FBI. But before Trump, everybody trusts the FBI. And Trump with the FBI and the dossier and the Russians are running, basically Russians are running everything now.
Wow, brilliant and insightful as always. Last question before we let you go. Do you just want to wantonly insult Donald Trump while we have you on the air?
Yeah, Donald Trump is a punk, a school dog, he's a Russian agent, not a disrespect the FBI, five times Trump,
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Dick Painter, for your insight, as always. We look forward to next time you have a stroke on TV.
I'll tell you, it's not easy getting Dick Painter on the air, folks. Okay, it is not easy to get Dick Painter. Let me tell you, that is a tough... First of all, you got to follow the circus around for 5 months, and then you got to wait until he falls off the circus wagon, and then you try to coerce him to come on, maybe like with a little Scooby snack, like an apple or you know, a little tangerine. You kind of just lure him, and he kind of just... and then he goes on MSNBC. I couldn't believe it when I found out that was Dick Painter. So that's what you get when you listen to MSNBC, folks. I mean, that is unbelievable. And I just, who's listening to these people anymore? How about this clip from PBS? These people have lost their minds. Clip 17, PBS compares the White House to East Berlin.
Judy, increasingly, from my reporting and everything I want to...
Who are these? I'm telling you, they're circus cart number five.
I think as much as East Berlin, in that there's more people trying to get out than there are trying to get in.
What? Pause it. I love this. So, here in America, here in the United States of America, we take in more refugees than any other country. It's not even close. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, more people from all over the planet want to come here. They want to come here. This is the number one destination to come if you want to flee communism, socialism, oppression, whatever it is, you come here. It's been that way since this country was founded. You come here for freedom. And then this circus cart number five is like, well, you know, people are trying to leave America now. People are leaving America now. Cite one statistic. You can't. Oh, you know what? I know what he's talking about. Madonna said she would leave. Miley Cyrus said she would leave. Cher said she would leave. He must be talking about all those celebrities that said they were going to leave when Trump won. No, they're still here. Funny how that works, isn't it? Let's go back to circus cart number five.
They have not been able to, either based on their false sense of loyalty that one had to have been a total Trump from the beginning, whatever, they have not been able to attract and hold a talented administrative staff. The one saving argument for John Kelly is that Rob Porter was the exception. He was
able. Oh, and here we go.
He was the de facto deputy chief of staff that Kelly did not have. I think it's fair to say that Kelly's judgment has been seriously called into
question. Oh my gosh!
Just being a gentleman. I mean, the Me Too movement, everything we've seen over the last 6 months. It's our men. Do they know what it likes to be a gentleman and just behave decently like a gentleman? He looks the history of our political leaders.
You know what's funny? Not one of the men on this little punditry here could even hold a candle to Donald Trump's charm with women. Okay? Look at who Donald Trump marries and tell me that one of those, tell me that fop right there could have Melania Trump out on one date. Tell me that turkey gobbler fop has a chance at dating Melania Trump. Yeah. You'd have to be a turkey to believe that. So, you know what? We got time for this. So now let's go to Steve Bannon, who's basically saying the same thing. Now, the Me Too movement could take down Trump. We knew that was the point from the beginning. There's no news there. We told you that from the beginning. Now Bannon is saying it.
In the paperback release of the new book, you talk about watching the Golden Globe Awards with Steve Bannon, and you got his reaction to the red carpet protest supporting the Me Too movement. He said, quote,
"Oh, give me a break.
Anti-patriarchy is going to undo 10,000
These people used to hate Steve Bannon. Now they act like he's a champion of their cause. Give me a break.
They couldn't juxtapose a better villain than Trump. He is the patriarch. This is a definitional moment in the culture. It'll never be the same going forward."
Pause it right there. You notice how they use a different picture of Steve Bannon now? Has anyone else noticed that? Seriously, it's like a totally different, that doesn't even look like Steve Bannon. Zoom, give him a full screen. Can you zoom in on this? Tell me that doesn't even look like Steve Bannon. This is the first time Steve Bannon doesn't have five collared shirts on and dandruff snowing somehow on a still. It's a still frame and there's still dandruff pouring out of his head. So now they have a new picture of Bannon. That has to be edited. It doesn't even look like Bannon. And now he is the hero at CNN. You know, the funny thing is, I don't understand what the heck's going on with Steve Bannon. And I don't necessarily disagree with what he's saying. Because the point is, the entire Me Too movement started to take down Trump. That is the entire purpose. If Clinton gets in, it never happens. I mean, they literally threw all of these people under the bus. And rightfully so. They've been abusing people in Hollywood for years. There's nothing new to that. But why do they care now? Because they want to use it against Trump. So let's go get another picture of Steve Bannon, huh?
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't gone there yet, what are you waiting for? Now is the time, and we've got some great specials going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. How about the new Icurin? Take control of your body and support your liver and kidneys with Icurin from InfoWars Life. Our brand new liver support formula is fueled by the powerful milk thistle extract for an affordable liver cleanse. Get it now at 50% off at the InfoWars store. That is the new Icurin liver cleanse supplement. Don't forget about Pollen Block. We just launched a brand new fast-acting seasonal distress support formula, Pollen Block. This is on the go. It's in a bottle, and it will help you fight back against pollen and take control of your sinuses. Grab one now while it's at 50% off. The new Pollen Block, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Valentine's Day is right around the corner as well, so InfoWars Life is bringing you the His and Hers Pack. That's right, the His and Hers Pack, the Valentine's Day special. Now's the time to get both super male and super female vitality to prepare for a Valentine's Day gift you'll both love at 40% off. That's at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Don't forget about some of the other specials, including 50% off CellForce. That's got to be the most ridiculous deal going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's actually 53% off. 4.9 star reviews there. CellForce, 53% off. One of the most powerful products we have at the InfoWars store. And the price is just absurd right now because we're actually getting ready to launch a new product. So we're trying to sell out of this. So take advantage of that special before the time is gone. And then, of course, the Real Red Pill. Also 50% off. And you combine the Real Red Pill with CellForce, and it is a powerful combination, folks. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. We are in the process of putting some of the
not final touches, but imperative touches, wiring, lighting, etc., on the new studios, the podcast studios, the new Mothership studio that is about to be premiered, I'm sure, by the end of the year. And you make it all possible at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're going to be joined by Roger Stone in the next hour, and I'm sure that he's going to have plenty to talk about. In the meantime, you know, I said at the beginning of the show that we were in the eye of the storm. Well, I'll tell you who's not in the eye of the storm right now, but in the storm. That's Russia, that's Iran, and that's Israel. Preparing for war in the north, Israel boosts air defenses. Israel has boosted its air defense in the north following a significant confrontation between the Jewish state, Syria, and Iran that led to the loss of an F-16I fighter jet. So, and this is all kind of fallout from the downed Russian jet that killed 71 people over the weekend. Then you have Iran unveils new homemade nuclear-capable ballistic missiles amid massive war celebration. As Tehran cracks down on protesters, military rolls out nuclear technology. Iran unveiled a series of new homemade nuclear-capable ballistic missiles during military parades held over the weekend, a move that experts view as a bid to bolster the hard-line ruling regime as dissidents continue efforts to stir protest. Oh, you mean like the women in Iran protesting against the hijab because it's a symbol of oppression against women that leftist and feminist in the United States are too ignorant to understand, so they wear the hijab as a power of as a symbol of women's empowerment, and they don't even realize how stupid they look. Look at me, I'm wearing a hijab, I'm part of the empowerment of women. Meanwhile, in Iran, women are removing their hijab in a form of protest against the oppressive Iranian regime. That's really happening. That's Twilight Zone right there. Isn't it strange? Again, see, it's like, I don't know if Trump is honestly that genius, but think about it. Every move Trump makes, he forces his opponent to show their hand. Every move he makes. Trump says, let's have a military parade. What does the mainstream media do? They say that's bad. Oh my gosh. Trump wants to have a military parade. Who does he think he is? North Korea? The communist Russians? The communist Chinese? It's so bad. And then, out of the other side of their mouth, look at the beautiful North Korean communist dictator's sister. She's so magnificent. She's so lovely. She's better than Pence. She's stealing the show at the Olympics. Don't worry about that 17-year-old American from Colorado that won gold, an unlikely performance. Screw him. Let's lift up Kim Jong-un's sister. She's stealing the show. She's magnificent. Oh, so you love North Korea now. President Trump wants to have a military parade. Oh my gosh, President Trump's North Korea now. He's so bad. He's horrible. Kim Jong-un's sister shows up at the Olympics. Oh, we love North Korea. We love Kim Jong-un. Woo! And you notice how you haven't heard any complaining from the leftist media about Iran having a military parade. Funny how that works. But why is that? They like Iran. They like people being oppressed. They like women being oppressed. Why do you think they're introducing the hijab in America? See, these women don't understand. It's all about rubbing it in your face. It's all about making you look as dumb as possible. It's like, oh, we'll show those stupid Americans how ignorant they are. Hey, there's the Iranian military parade that you're seeing right now if you're one of our video viewers. I mean, I'm sorry, but is CNN complaining about this? Is MSNBC complaining about this? Iran showing off nuclear capabilities? I mean, thanks to Barack Obama? I mean, this is all good, right? Or is this bad? I guess it depends on what segment of CNN or MSNBC you're watching. If you're watching the segment while they're bashing Trump's military parade, then that military parade is bad. But if you're watching a segment when they're just bashing Trump and praising Obama, then the Iran military parade is probably great news. You know what I mean? So that's probably just wonderful. And the hijab is obviously a symbol of women's empowerment. But that's what they do. They take It's honestly unbelievable that they can pull this off, that they can use a Linda Cockroach Sarsour, total agent of radical Islam, to come here. I mean, you want to talk about golden showers. This is like the metaphorical golden showers where Cockroach Sarsour is literally just urinating on American culture, on American women, saying, yes, here's a lovely hijab for you. It's empowering. Thank you for being tolerant and understanding. Just, you know, totally defecating all over American culture, just defecating all over freedom for women in the West. You know, it just, oh yeah, oh, I love you women in the West here. You're so tolerant. You're so loving. You love radical Islam so much. Here, have a hijab. Yeah, put that hijab on. And then what happens when a student at Central Florida goes and sees that they're having a try on a hijab day and says, no thanks, that's oppressive, and then shoots a video? What do? They freak out and they want her kicked off campus. So you put on the hijab and now you're being indoctrinated into the systematic oppression of women. And then if you refuse the hijab, the intolerance of Islam comes back to attack you. Isn't that just beautiful? Man. So, you know, there's some other important news that we're going to have to get to here. Devin Nunes talking about the fake Democrat memo. Rand Paul talking about the increased spending. You know, Donald Trump gave I don't know if you want to call it a speech, but he had a round table today. Scott Walker from Wisconsin was there, and they were talking about Foxconn coming back, Apple manufacturing in America, Samsung manufacturing in America. Basically, you know, all the manufacturing jobs that are coming back, Wisconsin is benefiting greatly from that. And Trump also, he's talked about it before, but he got a little bit more into detail about his $1.2 trillion, I think that was the final number, infrastructure spending bill, where he says he wants to modernize our infrastructure. I'll tell you, here's my thing. I'm okay with having a strong military, but I'm a non-interventionist. And if we're going to be spending trillions of dollars, can we spend it at home? Can I get my roads repaired? Can I get American jobs so that millions of dollars of road equipment isn't just sitting vacant on the side of the road because nobody's working? If you're doing road construction in America, it should not stop. It should start, and then it shouldn't stop until it's done. Period. Why do we just leave roads halfway done for weeks and months at a time? It makes no sense. Let's bring the money back home into our infrastructure.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/.
Thinking about that line and that song.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
He talks about proud to be an American.
And I'm proud to be an American.
And the flag still stands for freedom.
I know I'm free.
And they can't take that away. And I remember growing up hearing that and thinking, I love America, but that's a little cheesy. But as you get older, you learn that's how criminals operate, is that once they get control, they want to take everything away from you. And modern liberals are just criminals. And studies show that. Depending on the study, 6 to 9 times more likely, British, U.S. studies, Canadian studies, by liberal universities, by the psychology departments, that they're way meaner, give way less charity, and steal. And it's because they're weak.
We went through the Treasury annual reports and could document where the money was taken from the investors, from Freddie and Fannie, the two large mortgage giants. The Treasury put it into the to their general fund. And then we watched the accounting. We did an Excel chart, which shows exactly how the money was diverted into health and Medicare. And the dollar flows are dramatically a pattern that confirms when the money was taken out of Fannie and Freddie, Treasury shuffled it off into this commerce and housing, and then it ends up in their line items for expenditures of health and Medicare.
And I've looked at the federal law, you've covered it. It's totally illegal.
Totally illegal. And this also proves... And why it's so important right now.
It's time for all these gangster thugs, the Democratic Party, that want to fight. It's time they start getting one. Of course, they'll just blow up a school and say we did it. No, I mean, it's time politically for them to get their asses indicted for this and everything else.
This shows, Alex, that Obamacare was bankrupt. And if the Obama administration had not illegally taken money
looted,
never appropriated for this
looted
purpose, looted it and robbed the investors. I mean, there's lawsuits on this. The investors were, this is the biggest theft of corporate dividends in U.S. financial history.
And the system seeks to arrest the development of individuals so they can control them throughout their lives. In like an endless junior high eddy pool or Groundhog Day. I thought it critical. Absolutely critical to talk about the psychology of these people. And just that line, the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. So part of taking America back is having a wall, is having visas, is having sovereignty, and is supporting the men and women who've served in our military and who serve in it now, not because you're in a cult of worshiping the military, but because you understand the globalists want to take that away from you and demoralize the nation so we can be controlled. And everything Trump's doing is to stop the demoralization.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
This is Roger Stone reporting for InfoWars. Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, had access to the same information as every committee member. Therefore, Schiff knew that the FBI and the Department of Justice had never disclosed to the FISA court the origins of the so-called dossier, the dirty dossier, that was used as the legal rationale for federal surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. That's why I say, if it's Schiff, flush it.
Well, there it is, Roger. You made waves with if it's Schiff, flush it. It's gone viral now. It's one of the most popular memes out there. And, you know, Schiff, I think he's going to be our punching bag for a while here.
Well, I just recognize, Owen, that this was before he got caught red-handed being punked by two radio disc jockeys posing as Ukrainian agents.
Man, can you believe that? This is the ranking Democrat on the Intel Committee, and he gets punked by a couple of pranksters.
Well, particularly in view of the fact that he was over the top in criticizing Donald Trump Jr. for colluding with foreign agents or agents of a foreign power, he, like Mark Warner, turns right around and does exactly what he's accusing those he criticizes of.
It's really incredible. You know, speaking about Don Jr., Don Jr. Has somebody send him a letter today. His wife opens it. It has some mysterious white powder in it. It turns out to be cornstarch. Don Jr. is saying his family and everything's okay. But I think that this was a direct threat to Don Jr. And, you know, before we came on here, we were talking about why they would want to go after Don Jr. because he is a staunch patriot. I mean, he really is truly a staunch patriot and loves this country.
Well, and he's really emerging as a force. I mean, he's using his Twitter feed the way his father does. Mm-hmm. And if you follow his feed, he is really incisive. He's ahead of the curve. He's really coming into his own. As you know, there were some Republicans who wanted him to run for mayor of New York City. That's sadly a fool's errand, given the overwhelming blue nature of New York City. But if he wants to have a political future, he can. At this point, I think the single best role for him is keeping the Trump administration honest. He's like the conscience of the Trump administration. He remembers who was and was not for Donald Trump, unlike so many others.
Well, and the one thing that Don Jr. does that President Trump, he could do, but he just doesn't do it because he doesn't want to get that bad pub, is Don Jr. can tweet things, say things, share stories that President Trump is either not doing because he doesn't see it, because it's getting stopped from coming to his desk, or because he knows that the backlash is going to be too much. So Don Jr. can kind of do all that and take that flack instead of President Trump having to do it.
No, I think that has enormous value. We talked about this on the Alex Jones show today. General Kelly and Rob Porter, sadly assisted by Hope Hicks, have constructed this cocoon around the president, which he's not seeing InfoWars. He's not seeing Breitbart. He's not seeing the Daily Caller. He might inadvertently see it because somebody sends it to him, but by and large, they're trying to block the very media that elected him, mm-hmm. the very media that allowed him to break out of the mainstream media mold and change American history. It's kind of antithetical if you think about it, because he should have done an interview at Newsmax at InfoWars, at Breitbart at the end of the year. I mean, he's not talking to the base. Instead, he gives interviews to Leslie Stahl after his inauguration. Just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I know that not only Kelly, but there's multiple people on his staff. I don't know how many of them are still around, but they don't want the conservative voices that got him elected, because I think that they're afraid that if Trump starts to embrace that message again and go back to that base message of, you know, having a strong border, stopping illegal immigration, having America first, they're afraid that it's too toxic. So they don't want Trump to go down that road. They want him to be nice and milquetoast, nice and politically correct. I know a story. I don't know if you've dealt with similar things. I'm sure you have, where Michael Savage hadn't heard from Donald Trump in months, and he was confused. He was regularly in talks with them. He went on the show during the campaign, and he ends up going to, I think it was Mar-a-Lago, and he sees President Trump, and President Trump waves him over, and he's like, Michael, I haven't heard from you.
Where have you been?
Yeah, and Michael's like, what are you talking about, Donald? I've been trying to reach out to you. I've been trying to reach out for you for months. I never hear back. And Donald's like, well, this is unheard of. He's like, I can't believe it. I've been running to talk to you too. He's like, someone is stopping the communication. Somebody is deliberately trying to stop President Trump from hearing from the voices that got him elected.
Well, Owen, back during the Christmas season, I was talking to the leadership of the Trump campaign in at least four large industrial states, not invited to the White House Christmas party. Their Republican state chairman counterparts, who were violently opposed to Trump, they were all there drinking at the White House, but the leadership of the Trump campaign, they were not invited. Now, I guarantee the president knows nothing about this. He would be outraged because, you know, he has, it's like a family. I mean, he has great affection for the people who he was in the trenches with.
Yeah.
And when he sees them, this is a common refrain, like, where have you been? Where have you been? So I think he doesn't understand the extent to which Kelly has constructed this iron curtain.
Would you say it's more intentional sabotage, or do they really think that this is best for President Trump?
What they want to do, I think, is to protect him from inconvenient truths. They're wasting their time if they think they're going to get him to stop talking about the wall or ending chain migration or any of his other signature issues. That's not going to happen. He so totally gets it.
And that was his number one thing that got him elected.
But I think on smaller things, not insignificant things, but smaller things where they just don't want the political flak. So we know for a fact that he was late in learning that Sheriff Joe Arpaio had been convicted in a completely fraudulent setup, sham prosecution by the Obama administration. He didn't know it. They didn't put it in his news summary. He was shocked to learn it. And of course, he did the right thing and he pardoned Sheriff Joe. So it's a perfect example of the kind of thing they don't want him to know because they're afraid that he'll go out and make waves. Donald Trump is about making waves.
Right.
This is how he got elected. This is why he was elected. So it's really antithetical to who Trump is.
And that's a perfect example with Sheriff Joe, because it shows that not only is he not getting the intel, but when he gets the intel, he acts on it. He does something about it. That's the difference between, at least to me, you know, it's the same thing with coming through on all these promises. That's the difference between President Trump. When he sees something, that's why he had all the people at the State of the Union. That's why he had the victims of the MS-13 that had their daughters killed. That's why, because he actually interacts with these people. He's a real person. He wants to show people, this is real life. This is how we attack these issues. It's something that's unseen, at least in my lifetime, from a president.
Well, you could see in the campaign how he gathers strength from the crowds, how much he likes people and likes being with people. Now contrast that with Hillary Clinton.
who there is no contrast.
Right. So it's like, this was drudgery for her. It's mine. Just give it to me.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead?
How come I have to campaign?
She hardly did campaign.
That's true. Because she doesn't like people and people don't like her.
Yeah. And it's pretty obvious, I think, when you see, you know, even now, there's so many people out there that they hate Hillary. Like, you bring Hillary up and they're like, I don't want to talk about Hillary. But Trump's the bad guy. It's like, well, Hillary was your other option. I mean, you realize how bad she is now. How come you didn't realize it then?
She's a major thorn in the side of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The professional Democrats would just like her to go away and take her husband with her.
You know, I'm wondering,
or she
now,
refuses.
I'm actually wondering now, do you think that has something to do with all of the blackmail and all of the power that she's been able to leverage throughout her political career and the Clinton Foundation, that she's kind of, you know, they're like, please, Hillary, just go away. Let the Democrat Party live. And she's basically just like giving them the middle finger, like, this is my party. I'm not going down without a fight. And I got blackmail on all you.
The Clintons are famously vindictive. Many, many Democrats I know were for her because they felt they needed to be. Most of these people were for Barack Obama when he ran, and they were delighted to see her get beat, and they thought they were rid of her. The problem is that Bill and Hillary cannot see themselves. They really can't. They're oblivious to how outrageous their activities are. There's a sense of entitlement there. It's nauseating.
No, it really is. And you get it just, you see it when she does a video like, why aren't I 50 points ahead? Or she goes on this tour now. She's like, well, I think I would have won the election, but there's so much misogyny and hatred of women out there. It's just all because people hate women. That's why I couldn't won. No, Hillary, because you're a crooked politician, you didn't campaign, and you didn't have a message. Why aren't I 20 points ahead? Yeah, there she is right there. Tell me that isn't the face of evil.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for
their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Oh my God, I'm busted. Drinking Russian vodka. Mueller, arrest me, libtards.
Oh my gosh, Roger. What? How could you?
See, now that's what's known as humor. Unfortunately, the people at Mediaite, or whatever they call themselves, their headline is, a possibly intoxicated Roger Stone makes video on Russian collusion. I was stone cold sober when that was taken,
the,
I assure you.
The martini looked like it was full still. It looked like you just finished pouring.
I hadn't even tucked into it yet.
Yeah.
I just made it. The hand is my grandson, who is also our cameraman. And it got an enormous number of retweets, punking the media again over their phony Russian collusion narrative.
And that's how fake it is that we are willing to even joke about it ourselves because it's so absurd. You don't see Hillary Clinton joking about Uranium One. You don't see Hillary Clinton joking about the stuff that we, you know, call her out for and the Clinton body count and all that stuff. They don't want to bring any
attention to it. When's the last time Hillary Clinton made a Danny Williams joke? When's the last time she made a Vince Foster jest?
I haven't heard one. In fact, has Hillary ever made a joke?
No,
she's a walking joke.
Her face may crack. Look, they said that she stole that at the Grammy Awards she stole the show. To which I said, it's not the first thing she's stolen.
No, she's a master thief. In fact, except she couldn't steal an election. That's the one thing she stole. Her original election. You know, her opponent magically died, so she was able to get her first seat that way. But she couldn't steal this election. You know, if there's anything that we can really feel good about and take to bed with us every night, it's that Hillary Clinton will never be president, and that destroys her.
Well, and it's very important to repeat yet again that the lawsuit challenging Barack Obama's eligibility based on his location of birth was brought by a lawyer for Hillary Clinton's campaign in Pennsylvania, not by Donald Trump. So she's the mastermind of the birther.
Yeah, she started the whole thing.
No question. Then, you know, and this was all cooked up by Sidney Blumenthal. Talk about master criminals. This guy thinks he's Ted Sorensen, but he's really Al Capone.
He's about to be back into the fold, too, because they're kind of alluding that Sidney Blumenthal had something to do with the fake dossier and getting information back to the Clinton campaign as far as what was being developed there.
Yeah, he's involved in the second dossier and an unholy alliance of the Obama State Department and the Clinton campaign, where Sidney is the guy in the background pulling the strings with this guy, Cody Shearer, who's a thug.
The FBI is about to investigate him, I believe.
Thugs. Just, they're thugs.
Yeah.
They're Hillary's thugs, and they've gotten away with murder. But Sidney Blumenthal is so odious that after the Obama-Clinton face-off, when Obama asked Hillary to be Secretary of State, there was one condition. Sidney Blumenthal cannot be on the federal payroll. And he never was. Because it was Sidney Blumenthal who spread the Obama is gay meme. It was Sidney Blumenthal who started the Frank Marshall Davis thing. And it was Sidney Blumenthal who invented the birther issue. Those are the facts.
You know, it's actually interesting because you had Joel Gilbert do the documentary, you know, Dreams of My Real Father on Obama. Was Obama born in Hawaii? Was he born? Honestly, I'm not even sure at this point. There's so much misinformation, but you go back and it just hit me. Hillary Clinton, just like we saw in the 2016 campaign where she paid for a fake dossier to be leveraged against Trump so that she could spy on him, use that to influence an election, colluded with Russian assets to create that dossier, fake, totally made up. Now I'm beginning to wonder, I wonder if the Obama birther thing is the same thing. Was that another just Hillary Clinton, brain idea that she tried to use in a campaign where she just totally made it up? Or was there actually something true to that and she wanted to use that to try to beat Obama?
I think Sidney was doing, you know, deep research, and he was coming up with fragments of ideas. And he said, here we go. This is how we knock Obama out. I think this, by the way, explains the deep-seated animus between the Clintons and the Obamas.
So we did have Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and with lead forensics analysis, do the analysis of Obama's birth certificate, and they decided it was fake. So what does that mean? I don't know. But this is an interesting clip. We'll flash back. Michelle Obama saying that Barack's home country is actually Kenya.
Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV
his home
test
country.
For the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that is.
So just some interesting clips there from Obama. He's also called his wife Michael multiple times if you want to take anything to that. But it's so weird because there's been so much dirt flung in the past by the Clintons. It's like you don't even know what they made up, what's real.
Let's come back to this because I think it's a key point. There may be a chink in the Michelle Obama campaign strategy. At some point, she changed her citizenship to the Cayman Islands to avoid paying U.S. taxes. And then she changed it back. The Constitution says you must be a resident of the United States for 14 years. I think she's short. I think she's only been a resident for 4 years, or it's either 4 years or 9 years. But, and this is a mainstream media story. You can find it. She may be constitutionally unqualified to be president.
Well, that didn't stop Obama. That didn't stop Barack.
Well, and agents for Tom Steyer, the billionaire left-wing Democratic activist, who you heard it here first on InfoWars, is running for president. He's out actively saying.
Yeah, good. He'll be a real success.
Yeah, well, you know, he's touching all the lodestars in the Democratic Party, Islamic terrorism, radical illegals, and so on. Crazy environmental ideas. I mean, he's doling out hundreds of millions of dollars to every zany left-wing cause you can think of.
He paid like $2 million for some 60-second ad that he filmed himself just, you know, complaining about Donald Trump just to run on a bunch of news networks.
Well, because that's about building Tom Steyer's name ID. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's all about Steyer's stature in the party. That's a building block in his presidential campaign.
He's obviously miscalculating if he thinks just because he's a billionaire, he can compete with Donald Trump.
I think you're going to have a number of billionaires. Mark Zuckerberg. What's his name? Cuban.
Mark Cuban,
I think he's going to try.
He might be a guy that can actually have a message and run a campaign. I could see that. He's energized.
Well, but the point is he's been pro-Trump, then he was anti-Trump.
Yeah, he's been on both sides.
Then he was pro-Trump. I don't quite get it.
Well, I don't think he could beat Trump. I've just compared to a Steyer and a Zuckerberg. I mean, he's ahead and he over heels above them.
We will never elect a man president who only wears a hoodie. You heard it here first.
What about his white t-shirts though? He sometimes has a sweat-stained t-shirt.
The point is that if you want to be president, you have to look like a president. You have to dress like a president. You have to have the gravitas of a president. Zuckerberg, gravitas, never used in the same sentence.
Zero energy is what we would say.
Low energy.
Low energy Zuckerberg. Well, I'm sure that President Trump would think of a better nickname for low energy Zuckerberg. All right, we got another segment with Roger Stone here. Maybe we'll get into the Michelle Obama portrait that wasn't. What an embarrassment that was. Maybe we'll make fun of Adam Schiff. Either way, you can't lose on the War Room. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
You gotta love that. Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer here on The War Room. And ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is live 10 hours a day now. It is really incredible how far InfoWars has come since Alex Jones started it decades ago. And now here we are, well, determining presidents, forcing news out into the public, and expanding our broadcast, building new studios. And it's all possible with you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what's so amazing about what we do here. We only go as far as our audience wants us to go, and obviously our audience wants us to go all the way because you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the specials right now on the website, one of the most popular products we're selling is BrainForce Plus. Roger knows all about that, and it is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus. Now, this is really an amazing supplement because not only does it help you with brain focus, brain clarity, and even give you a little bit of the energy boost that you need to be thinking clear and on your feet, it is a great thing in the morning too. I mean, not too many people talk about it like this, but I like taking Brain Force in the morning if I have some brain fog, if I'm kind of just a little hazy to start out the day, especially on a Monday. And I'll just pop a couple Brain Force right when I wake up in the morning, and it just jolts you right into your midday form. And it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Look at these reviews. Guys, zoom in on those reviews for me. I think we've got about 6,000 or 7,000 reviews on Brain Force Plus with a 4.6 star rating. Look at that. Over 4,500 ratings of 5 stars. That is incredible. You're not going to find another product that has this many great ratings. And it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about some of the other specials. 50% off CellForce, 50% off the Real Red Pill, 50% off the new Icurin Liver Cleanse, 50% off the new Pollen Block for seasonal distress. Don't forget about the InfoWars T-shirt of the Month Club. An exclusive T-shirt is available every month via the T-shirt of the Month Club, but you can only get it if you are in the club. So it's $19.95 a month, and we send you the exclusive T-shirt of the month. That is at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. Well, Roger, we lost a great patriot over the weekend, a great conservative and a friend of yours, Jeff Bell. Talk to the audience about Jeff Bell.
Jeff Bell was a conservative activist. He was Governor Ronald Reagan's issues coordinator in both the 1976 and 1980 campaigns. He started out as one of the bright young men around Richard Nixon that included Pat Buchanan, William Safire, Alan Greenspan, and Richard Whalen. Where Bell really made his mark was as an early pioneer of supply-side economics. Reagan did not run on the tax cut in 1976. He ran on the tax cut in 1980. In 1978, to prove the power of this idea, Jeff Bell decided to challenge veteran Senator Clifford Case, an ultra-liberal from New Jersey. Many people laughed at Bell. They said, you can't take this guy on. He's unbeatable. He's a legend. Bell went on to beat him and probably would have won the Senate seat, but a guy named Bill Bradley jumped into the race. Then the power of that, Bell helped persuade Governor Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, to adopt the tax cuts as his signature issue. When Reagan was elected, some around Reagan, some of the country club Republicans, wanted to abandon the tax cut, and Bell kept their feet to the fire. Ironically, in 2014, he went back to New Jersey and won the Republican primary again for the U.S. Senate, the second time, not because he had a great chance to win, but because he wanted to make a point. He wanted a forum for the issues. He was a true populist. He was a devout Catholic. He was the most decent, honest, intellectually consistent conservative I've ever known. He had a terrific, dry sense of humor. He was really a great American, and his impact on our system through his advocacy of supply-side economics and the populism that elected Donald Trump is profound. We really will miss him.
And it sounds to me that he is one of the pioneers, at least at the foundation of some of the modern-day tax cuts that we're seeing now. He was kind of behind that idea originally, and a lot of people think about Ronald Reagan, obviously, when they think about tax cuts and the conservative, you know, principle. But you're saying Josh Bell was behind a lot of that.
Jeff Bell.
Jeff Bell, thank you.
There's no question. There was a small group of economists, Arthur Laffer, Larry Kudlow, Jeffrey Bell, Jude Winiski, not really a trained economist, but writers and thinkers pushing the idea of a 3-year tax cut. It became the centerpiece of Ronald Reagan's election. Jeff Bell deserves more credit than anybody else because he was dogged. When he had an idea, you could never get him off it. He was a fighter. I really will miss him.
You know, there's something to be said about an individual like that. And I think that we see a lot of that in Donald Trump, too. As you were mentioning earlier, how, you know, he's not going to stop talking about the wall. He's never going to give up his fight for legal immigration, for ending the diversity visa lottery program. These are the type of things that I think that Trump is the same way, where he says,
This is an issue that I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep fighting for this issue because I have a mandate and this is what the people elected me for.
Donald Trump is extraordinarily stubborn. I mean that in a positive sense. And once he makes up his mind to do something, you'll never talk him out of it. It's his greatest single quality. It's resilience. It's persistence. It's what makes him great.
And it's worked for him so far, and they don't know what to do because usually, at least from a Republican standpoint, you can probably speak more to this, the media, the writers and everyone, the press, they're so good at bullying conservatives. They're really good at bullying and intimidating conservatives so that they're afraid to take some of these stances. Well, I don't want the bad press. I don't want people to say this or that about me. Trump's never had that fear. Trump's never been one to worry about that. He's a bull in a china shop, and they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to report on a guy who doesn't care what they report.
Well, you remember that epic moment in the second debate when Hillary Clinton, in her canned, practiced, scripted attack, said, "We can't have a man like Donald Trump running the Justice Department." And Trump said, "Yeah, because you'd be in jail." Can you picture Marco Rubio saying that or Jeb Bush? Zero chance. Trump is fearless. The man is fearless.
That was a great moment. That was in the St. Louis presidential debate at Washington University. A moment in time, really. Everyone kind of froze. At that moment, it was like a moment in and of itself, because even people, I think, that knew, or even people that wanted Hillary to win, I mean, they knew this woman was a criminal. They knew this woman was crooked as the day is long. And it was that moment where Trump said it, where they had to think about it like, oh man, he's right. I mean, she really should be in jail.
Well, and the amazing thing is that, you know, Hillary spent weeks preparing for this debate, briefing books and motor boards and
probably she probably cheated too. She probably had something.
We know that she did. She was being fed questions by Donna Brazile.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how much time Donald Trump spent preparing for this debate. Zero. Because he knew what he wanted to say going in. He didn't need some briefing book from some 25-year-old kid. This isn't about cramming statistics.
I would say, actually, I would put it a different way. I would say that Trump was preparing for that debate his whole life. Trump's life was his preparation for president. Everything that Trump experienced, everything that he accomplished in the business, in the private sector, in the real estate, I mean, that was Trump preparing to me. Living in the real world, having to make something for himself. Hillary Clinton never dealt with that. What did Hillary Clinton do? Run the Clinton Foundation, where people hand her money and then she hands them political secrets or gives them political leverage? That's why she has to read books and get briefed on everything, because she's fake. She's a fraud. Trump says, "I'm the real deal. I'll speak from the heart."
Well, and I'm not sure where this idea came from that being married to a hillbilly governor of Arkansas qualifies you to be president. Now, she did have some great accomplishments.
That was her idea from the beginning.
Well, she did have some great accomplishments. The attack on Waco, one of her greatest accomplishments, for example. Look, the woman is a menace, but we need her to stick around. It's crucial that she stick around. She's an embarrassment to the Democrats. She's a thorn in their side. Go Hillary, go.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, the Democrat Party with Hillary Clinton still opening her mouth is just bad. I mean, it's not a formula for success. But then again, who are they going to go to? Eric Swalwell? Adam Schiff?
Joe Biden? Please
go to Creepy Uncle Joe.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, last night, Roger Stone, Rob Dew, and myself decided to go into the Russian house to talk about a little agenda with the Russians. Here's that video.
Good evening, comrades. I am here with Comrade Stone here in Mother Russia, discussing recent headlines from CNN, basically glorifying death camps and slavery. That's right. Literally, CNN is taking the side of North Korean dictatorships going on with all this stuff going on in the Olympics. I'm Rob Dew here with Roger Stone. We are in Austin, Texas right now. Roger's going to be here for a few days. And Roger, what did you think when you saw let me pull them up right here, the headlines.
CNN, New York Times, glorifying a brutal dictator.
She said they stole the show at the Winter
Because Olympics. They prefer him to Vice President Mike Pence. I mean, this is pathetic. It's sedition is really what it is. And they will make excuses and glorify a brutal dictator and his sister.
Just to hate Trump.
Just to hate on
Trump.
That's
it. Yeah. Let me read you a quote from the Daily Caller, reprinted a CNN article. If a diplomatic dance or an event at the Winter Olympics, Kim Jong-un's younger sister would be favored to win the gold. The article read, with a smile, a handshake, and a warm message in South Korea's presidential guestbook, Kim Yo Jong has struck a chord just one day into the Pyeongchang Games.
Yeah, I understand she smiles as she orders thousands of people to be put to death.
I mean, so let's just go over some of the way they kill people. They set them up and shoot them with artillery cannons. They have starving dogs rip their
political, not even political opponents. These are people who used to work for Kim Jong-un. He would have them killed this way.
You never know whether he's going to have his own sister killed at any moment.
He killed a band. He didn't like what they were saying. A band of, yeah, of his. It was, and yeah, he was a girl, the girlfriend.
Yeah, the music wasn't good, so they killed the whole band.
I mean, it's CNN has the gall to go and say, hey, this is who we're rooting for. This is why you should root for them. I mean,
I think missing in all of this is the fact that the North and South Koreans are actually talking.
Because of Trump.
Only because of the tough talk of Donald Trump. This is a manifestation of the madman theory as first espoused by Richard Nixon and recounted by Henry Kissinger. If they don't respect you, if they don't fear you, they will not negotiate. They understand Trump means business. They realize when he says, I'm drawing a line in the sand, he's not going to tolerate stepping over it, unlike Barry, Barack Obama. So this is a manifestation of Trump's leadership, in my opinion.
And this hasn't happened. It didn't happen in Obama's presidency, George Bush. It didn't happen with Bill Clinton, Bush Sr., even Ronald Reagan. There was no North and South Korea coming together. It happened with Donald Trump, whether you like it or not, whether people like it or not, that's how it went.
A number of patriots are upset because the president met with Henry Kissinger. In fact, I happen to know that the president is giving Kissinger a message to relay to the Chinese. The Chinese are working with us on the North Korean problem, unthinkable under Barack Obama. Now, we still have to deal with their currency manipulation, right, their lack of human rights, a number of other issues. But right now, Trump is mindful of the fact that the North Koreans have nuclear weapons and they can destroy us. So that kind of takes a precedent. Donald Trump, peacemaker.
I totally agree. And what you see, you know, coming out from those games and then the fallout back here, it's just amazing to see. You know, it's not even CNN, too. It's other leftist organizations that are just going, hey, we're going to back the North Koreans now. But the American people see through that. They go, what? We're going to back a brutal dictator that sends starving dogs onto his once political allies?
Well, and also, interestingly enough, the backdrop of all this, the generic Democrats' advantage on the congressional ballot, the generic Republican versus Democrat, has dropped to 6%. It was 17, 18 a month ago. They're in trouble. They're running on we hate Trump. The Republicans are running on jobs and prosperity. Republicans who abandon Trump will be doing so at their own peril. We may actually gain in the 2018 elections.
I think so. And I think also what's going to help is that Trump tax cut, even though it, you know, Peter Schiff has said that the tax cut is what's causing what's going on in the markets right now. Regular Americans at home are getting maybe $100 per paycheck, $130 a paycheck, $140 extra per paycheck, say every 2 weeks, that they weren't normally getting, and now they're going to get that. And that's every 2 weeks. That's money that they could spend. And no one else can even come close to what they're doing. And so I think that's where Trump is really going to win people over. And
why would you disrespect the communist system where the government pays for everything?
No, Owen Schroer joining us now. We're both very upset about the prospect of Adam Schiff leaving the Congress.
All right, I have to get real for a
comedians
second.
Comedians everywhere are upset about this because he's the biggest punchline out there.
I have to be real
totally
with you guys
full of
for
shit.
A second. This is actually true. I actually want Adam Schiff out because I can't stand it, but Roger makes a great point. I mean, what would we do for comedic material if that piece of Schiff is no longer in government? I mean, think about it. Think about all the jokes right here. Let's go, guys. You've got Schiff hole. You've got
something
piece
smells
of
like Schiff.
It smells like Schiff.
Piece of Schiff.
Schiff for brains.
Schiff for brains.
Schiff for brains is the best.
If it smells like Schiff, flush it.
Right.
If it looks like Schiff,
you know, in 40 years in American politics, I've never actually met or seen a more vile,
odious piece of Schiff. If you step in Schiff, smear it on the ground in my life.
It is true. There has never been a piece of Schiff.
And we want to know about what he was doing at the Standard Hotel in West Hollywood. We really want to know about his big donor who had a black male hooker die of a meth overdose in his home.
It does.
And what Adam knows about
that. We just have questions.
I have questions for Eric Swallows Well and Adam Piece of Schiff. You know, what do you guys do at night? It just seems like you guys are in some real creepy stuff.
Don't swallow that. It's covered in Schiff.
Exactly.
Now, Owen, on the air today, I don't know if you had Jerome Corsi on, but you were talking about the plane crash in Russia.
Yes.
What was Jerome Corsi saying today?
So there is a company called Rosatom and I'm not sure of the spelling, but Rosatom, it's a Russian energy company, and there was a Russian passenger jet that was, well, it's believed it was a bomb or it was hit. Basically, something happened in the middle of the flight. Well, not in the middle of the flight, but after takeoff, when it was reaching flying altitude, something happened to that flight that caused it to crash. The crash landing site has spread over a square meter, which means, means that, you know, something probably blew it up that caused all the projectiles to go everywhere. If you're familiar with the Flight 800, TWA Flight 800, there's a lot of reminiscence of that. Of course, that happened under President Bill Clinton.
Well, let's put this in perspective. In other words, the acquiring company in the Uranium One deal,
yeah,
their CFO was just,
yes,
tragically killed ahead of being questioned.
Right.
That whole thing. This is the largest treasonous financial crime in American history. And who are the perps? Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, and Mr. Rosenstein.
And so they have the means, the back channels, to something like this off. Remember a few years ago, I think it was the Russian prime minister was killed in a plane crash. And there was some interesting video that people put out, and it sounded like people were getting gunned down. They were still alive.
Well, remember Putin's bodyguard, too, and he was driving down the highway, and Putin was in the car, and the guy swerved over the last minute and caused a head-on collision,
right,
with Putin's bodyguard that ended up dying.
Right.
So I think that what you have happening right now, honestly, is the deep state has realized they cannot win in America, so they have to get Russia so out of whack. They have to rustle all of Russia's feathers. You know, they want to... There's an investigation going on in Uranium One right now. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's happening behind the scenes. But there is an investigation going on in Uranium One. So you take out the CFO, well, what does that mean? Everybody, or the CFO who was in charge of all of those transactions, all of the banking and everything like that, who would have been saying, here's the money we got from the Clintons on this date. Here's the money we got from the Clintons on this date. Here was the day we met with the Clintons to discuss funds on this date. So now, you know, he's no longer with us. How convenient for the Clintons, who are now under investigation. A tragic story. So that's why I think there's all these sanctions on Russia. That's why I think the media is attacking Russia. I think that the deep state wants to poke the Russian bear to the point of war. And Trump is trying to play brinksmanship right now, and he's saying, look, Russia's smart enough to know what's going on. Hopefully they can see what I'm doing here and understand I'm protecting American interest. But the deep state is not going to stop attacking Russia. The Syrian moderate rebels that Obama funded and armed, that John McCain meets with regularly, shot down a Russian jet last week, killed the pilot. This week, the 71 passengers die. One of them being the CFO of Rosatom, which was the deal that the Clintons made with Rosatom to make Uranium One happen. So we're here making a joke, you know, here we are with Russia, ha ha ha, you know, ooh, Russian collusion. No, but the seriousness of this is that the deep state is in such desperation right now. They are literally wantonly killing, downing jets, causing terrorist attacks.
Tying up loose ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Because anybody out there who has any information, you're basically on a hit list. That's what this plane crash was.
And the mainstream media is absolutely right. There was a major party candidate in bed with Putin. There was a candidate in one of the two major parties.
The Kremlin.
Who's top aides were making a fortune.
Senator Mark Warner was meeting with Russia.
Right, right, exactly.
You know,
Christopher Steele was
meeting
with Russia.
Yeah, because he wanted to.
Of course, that candidate was Hillary Rodham Clinton. We'll be right back with more of the War Room. Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/... The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
The globalist regime that has hidden in the shadows and operated in secret has been outed. And now, in a final desperation panic mode, they're downing Russian flights. They're sending powder substances to the Trumps to try to intimidate them. The globalist regime is being outed, exposed, and deteriorating. Here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
The illusion of globalism is beginning to fade. And once you've taken your blinders off, or you could reverse that and said, taken the sunglasses that the establishment doesn't want you to wear and put them on, like they live, you then see for yourself that you've been lied to over and over again by so-called mainstream media that's simply bought and paid for by multinational interests that have conquered this country. And it doesn't mean that when you support InfoWars or President Trump or nationalism or free market capitalism that you think you're perfect or you think we're perfect, but we know it works 1,000 times better and is what builds big, open, free, wealthy societies. Now, that creates the byproduct of decadence, so that's certainly a real issue. But globalists like George Soros that have been openly bragging that they are funding, trying to keep the EU in control of countries that never voted to enter it, like the UK, the fact that he's so brazen and so out in the open only will accelerate the planetary awakening to their tyranny.
With another 280 North Koreans crossing the border, soon all eyes will be on one member of the delegation. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, will become the first member of the Kim ruling family to set foot in the country.
It's the sister of Kim Jong-un, the bloodthirsty dictator, who's constantly threatening to nuke the U.S. and all this. And so they're there as part of a, quote, peace delegation, because Trump's put pressure on them. For the first time ever, a member of the ruling communist royal house, communism is always royal, it's no form of royalty. It's the first time they've come to the table because they understand how much trouble they're in. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN all praised her and said she was glaring at Pence, and liberals said, oh, we hope she attacks Pence, and oh, she's so sexy, oh, she's so beautiful. And then when it blew up in their face, they began to remove the video. Look at this. Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Oh, oh, my gosh. They keep more than half their population in slave camps, and they admit that they, quote, take babies like you take a chicken's eggs at birth, so they're not loyal to the family. Millions die every couple of years. They torture people to death like no one's ever seen. And our media, I remember Lester Holt,
Kate, we traveled about 4 hours east of Pyongyang to visit a ski resort that has significance in the recent talks we've been watching between the North and South over the Winter Olympics. This, we're told, is a place where athletes from the North and South will be training together. We were also invited here, I would suspect, because it is not what people expect to see in North Korea, a modern ski resort. It's got patriotic music and videos playing from a screen here, and a lot of families out enjoying enjoying themselves. We've spoken to some of those families, people expressing a sense of optimism that the two countries are speaking together, a sense of pride that they will be competing together in the Winter Olympics, and also some expressing a sense of greater security given a chance to ratchet down some of the tensions.
Now, you could not support a worse regime living on the planet. Stalin and Hitler were as bad or worse, per capita even killed more people, but probably not even as psychotically ridiculous. I mean, the North Koreans are under total slavery.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to be joined by Paul Preston in the next segment, but I want to open up the phone lines to start aggregating your calls because I do want to take your calls in this hour. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. What is next for the deep state? We're in the eye of the storm. Russia, Israel, they're getting hit with the storm. Iran, what is next for the storm? We'll be right back with the War Room.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final hour here. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And we are now joined by Paul Preston from Agenda21Radio.news. His show is Agenda 21 Radio. And he covers a lot of things, a wide range of topics. I'm sure we'll get into a litany of topics with him. But he was brought to my attention because he has been one of the people spearheading the movement for a new California. You probably heard about that recently. People in California wanting to create basically two states, the communist state of California, or what it is now, versus what would be a Republic of California that doesn't want to be turned into a third world nation. Paul Preston, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a wonderful delight to be here.
Well, I was brought to your attention because of the movement and the push and the attention you've been bringing to the New California movement. Obviously, it seems kind of crazy, kind of zany, kind of out there, but there is an actual real problem in California that people are trying to address right now, and they don't know what else to do. They bring in all these illegal voters. They continue to elect people like Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and Dianne Feinstein. So For people in California, it's like a hopeless feeling. The inner cities get worse. The homeless population gets worse. Now they're just giving people money into their pockets. So talk about the New California movement, how it got started, kind of where it is right now, and where the legs are.
Well, the first of all, it's wonderful that you're addressing this issue and trying to help everybody get the word out about what's going on with New California. It's an act of desperation because, you know, basically we're living in a tyranny. I've lived here all my life. I wasn't born here, but I was 6 months into being alive. I was brought here. So I'm a Californian. My relatives are here. My grandparents, kids are here, by the way, of Mexican descent, I might add. I have gone through this whole process of living the California dream to the California nightmare. I got into education. I was 41 years into the education system. I was from custodian to superintendent. I saw the decline in our public education system, and I saw what it was all being pointed to, which was a totalitarian setup that has been going on for about the last 40 years and intensified after 1990, culminating in the third and fourth tenures or terms of Jerry Brown's tyranny over the last 8 years, which has brought us to a tyranny. And that's really what's happened, is that people are frustrated. There have been a couple of state movements before, none of them real serious, in my opinion. And there's only one or two out there that, besides ours, that have even remotely some sort of notion to be successful. We are the only movement that will be successful. And the reason we're going to be successful is, I said to myself, what is going to be the way we can form a new state? Because we have to escape the tyranny. And I looked at the Constitution, studied the Constitution, and realized the Founding Fathers gave us that outlet in Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution that says, we do have the right, by way of the Declaration of Independence, that we do have the right, in fact, we have the responsibility, that when we are confronted with any form of tyranny as citizens, we must rise up. And that's what we are doing. We're following the Constitution. We're rising up. We're creating a new state from the previous state. This is not a secessionist movement. We're not trying to state it or form a new country. That's what the last time we did that, when we had a civil war and 700,000 men died. That's not what we're about. We're about forming a new state and putting another star on the flag. We're doing it by the book, as the Constitution provides, and we are winning. We are winning the hearts and minds of everybody, of people all across this state and across the nation. It is absolutely spectacular to watch the groundswell of support for New California, because we are doing it the right way. We're not doing it with a lawsuit. We're not doing it with other frivolous activities, such as the notion of going out and getting a proposition to amend the Constitution by way of a three-state split or something. This is a rational approach to an irrational problem. And the Founding Fathers gave us the tools, and we're using those tools. And that's what's caught everybody's imagination. We declared independence from California, which was our way of telling the state of California our intentions of declaring a new state, because there is a tyranny here. The government is in clear tyranny, and so is a runaway dictator by the name of Jerry Brown. And it's turning everybody into slaves and serfs. The number of homeless people that are in California has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. The businesses have fled California because there's just too much taxation, overregulation. The state is almost bankrupt. They're running out of money very quickly. They've reached that point of, running out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher has said. So now they're faced with a major league crisis, and that crisis is going to play right into our hands of being able to form a new state. Like I said, we have massive support all around the nation, and I really welcome the support that you guys are giving us by just the exposure.
Well, and it's amazing, too, because not just is it they're running out of other people's money, they're doubling down on it. They're giving more money out for welfare. They're just giving people $500 a month just for a monthly stipend. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. What is this declaration that is being filed for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is a grievance day. Not only did the Founding Fathers come up with a Declaration of Independence, but embedded in their 1776 version are a series of grievances and basic explanations as to why they think they're living in a tyranny and why they want to be independent. From then, it was King George and Great Britain. It's kind of interesting. If anybody wants to do an interesting exercise, take the original Declaration of Independence, and where it says King George, substitute Jerry Brown. Where it says Great Britain, substitute Government of California, and you will be stunned at what you read. The Founding Fathers, back in 1776, knew this time would happen in our nation's history, and they gave us an outlet to exercise, and that's exactly what we're doing in New California. We're providing the system, if you will, and it's resonating. It's resonating big time. It's resonating like no other state movement since 1861, which was when West Virginia split from Virginia. And we're following that model, by the way. If you know the history of West Virginia, we feel that at this point in time, California has abdicated its authority over Californians. In other words, it has broken federal law. It continues to break federal law with the statute, the sanctuary state, as an example. But so many other cases, even to most recently, Javier Becerra, the attorney general of the largest state in the union, threatens California citizens with arrest and fines if they obey federal law by working and cooperating with ICE as those employers are mandated to do. That's just outrageous. But that's not all. That's not all. There's so many other things that we're laying down. So tomorrow is our grievance day. We started a series of 40 grievances over 40 weeks. Tomorrow is grievance number 4. And we've laid out 1, 2, and 3. You can go to the website and see those. We think we're very, very clear. It's resonating with the public. They're getting it. They understand we live in a tyranny. And, you know, sometimes when you live in a tyranny, somebody has to sort of slap you around and say, well, you're living in a tyranny. Good God, wake up. And we've had it so well in this country that we don't know what a tyranny looks like. We just can't recognize it. Unless you've been to some place like East Germany during the Cold War, or, well, take a look at what's going on in Korea, North Korea, or if you Venezuela, California. In 2 years, if we don't stop this, we'll look just like Venezuela. You'll have people drinking water out of swimming pools. That, in fact, will happen. Now, your reporters were down looking at the homeless camps in Los Angeles. I've been down to those homeless camps. Tens of thousands of people are homeless. Some of them, by the way, have jobs, good jobs.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, this is where I'm from. And a lot of these people, I know friends of mine that are living homeless right now that, you know, used to have big businesses and they're homeless. It's just, but this is all because of the economy and how they force you out of business and how they take your money at every turn. I was talking to a businessman who's packing up, going to be going next week to Idaho to live. And he says, every time I turn around, there's a new tax here. I can't wait to get out. And that's just basically the way it is. So, you know,
yeah, the only people that are going to be left in California are people that don't pay taxes, homeless people, and illegal immigrants. That's all that's going to be left. And that's what you're saying. It's going to turn into a third world dictatorship resembling Venezuela. One more segment with Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands
It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show and subscribe to our YouTube channel, War Room Show. The direct link is warroom.show. We are being censored heavily right there, so we appreciate you going to that channel and subscribing while they are trying to bury it and act like it doesn't exist. My guest is Paul Preston from Agenda21Radio.news. We are talking about New California. They are trying to form a new state out there in California to save themselves from the third world dregs that is becoming California. And, you know, earlier, Paul, you had mentioned how basically, you know, business owners and small business is really struggling in California right now. It's like it's almost impossible to get a business off the ground. Now the taxes are even worse. But it's funny because it seems to me like this wouldn't be such an issue. And correct me if I'm wrong here. But this wouldn't be such an issue if the big tech left of Silicon Valley paid their fair share of taxes. Is that a fair statement to make?
Well, I would say that what's happening right now is you see them, they're in real trouble, the techies in Silicon Valley, and this is creating quite a problem economically for California. They're no longer able to live off of their dividends. And California is not getting the tax dollars and the revenue from the Silicon Valley people that they thought they were going to anticipate getting. And yeah, if they paid their fair share of taxes, it might not be as bad. But listen, these people will spend anybody's money as quicker than you can believe. Their design is to basically raid everybody's bank book at this point. California, like I said, has run out of other people's money. It's soon going to run out of even the ability to borrow money because the creditors are going to clamp down in 6 months. We know that. But, you know, when they start talking about going into people's retirement systems and taking 35% out of their retirement system every month, that's my check, by the way. I have a retirement system. And they're going to take that money out. They're desperate. This is what failing governments do at the very end of their tenure.
No. This is actually so key. Because this is what they do in communist countries.
Exactly.
They can't afford to run the government, so they literally steal your money.
That's exactly what they do, and that's exactly what they've been doing. And that's why we said, you know, like in the last grievance number three last Tuesday, by the way, we're going to do this for 36 more weeks, and we're going to lay out these kind of the tyranny that we're under. But we talked about the financial tyranny that exists here in California. It is real. The other part of it is that they're not providing for us a Republican form of government, which means that they have to give us representative government. And right now with a monoparty system and with a dictator who is, in my opinion, unconstitutionally and illegally elected for a third and fourth term in California, they have got themselves in a one-party state that's a dictatorship. They can pass legislation on Monday and Tuesday and have it signed by the governor the next day, and no one will put up a fuss.
And just look at what's happened to California under Brown's leadership. I mean, it's become, again, look at the homelessness in the big cities. Look at, people think this is a joke. They literally have a feces map for San Francisco. It's so bad. I mean, Jerry Brown has been in office as California has been turned into a third world state, essentially.
Yes, and needless to say, you know, that's a great map you have there. I'm looking at it. I talked about that on my radio show for the last week, and this is what, you know, it's interesting. We have 58 counties in California, and the last two counties to ever contact me were San Francisco and Marin County. All the other counties had cooperated. They contacted us, and they wanted to become part of New California. We're only taking, you know, we're not going to take all 58 counties in New California. We will take, you know, approximately 47. That's what it looks like right now. All the rest.
Okay,
of the
so wait, so hold up right there. I want you to be a little more. I want you to be a little more explanatory here. So talk about the political support you have right now. I know you were kind of just getting into that, but talk about the political support that you guys have right now, as far as the initiative is concerned to launch New California.
Well, what we're sensing. We have about, I'll give you an example of what happened with us. The day that we declared independence, we got, in the half day that we had 178 phone calls. 176 were overwhelmingly supportive, enthusiastically supportive. The next day we had 245, and we had 240 that were in enthusiastic about it. And guess what? It's been that way ever since. So we know we have a base underneath us, not only in California, but also in the United States. We get people saying, I'm coming back to New California as soon as you guys get up and running. Or now they're donating money. They're going to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and donating money. And you know, we're telling you, this is not just a California thing. This is a United States of America thing. And people are pushing for us. They're pulling for us. So we don't have a political base per se of Republicans or Democrats, but I can tell you one thing. That when we put up the map and we showed all those different counties up there, and the counties were showing the yellow counties, which were the liberal counties, the densely populated counties.
Yeah, they don't get the invite.
But you know what? These people are calling me going, how do I get out of this and get over there? I said, well, you'll probably have to move to a new California state county. And I mean, it's been overwhelming. In other words, the Democrats are fleeing the Democratic Party. They don't see this, but I'm getting hundreds of calls.
And that's the other thing too. When you talk about the support coming from the rest of the United States, I don't know how bad it is for other states, but here in Texas, I mean, we essentially get tax refugees from California regularly. We have people that can't make it in California anymore because of the taxes, whatever it is, their business can't make. So we get all of these people that come into Texas from California for that exact reason. And it's like the people in California, the leadership, is either just so corrupt or so ignorant that they don't even understand what they're doing to their own state. But Paul, here in the final 2 minutes that we have you on here, I mean, let's get serious. I mean, do you think this can really happen? I mean, is there honestly a chance that you could see a new California here? I mean, what are the odds of this?
I'd say 100%.
You sound pretty confident.
I'm very confident this is going to happen, and it's going to happen a lot quicker than people think. Here's the problem. You have a state that has abdicated its authority under the Constitution of the United States. That's exactly what happened with Virginia and West Virginia. These people have committed sedition, open sedition here in California, and Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, everybody knows about it. This is the operative end of the deep state. They wanted to destroy California, destroy the borders, and then have their pathway into a perfect nirvana, a utopia, if you will. And look what they got. They got people crapping in the streets in San Francisco. It's so, you know, I have to go to San Francisco every once in a while. I detest going down there because of the smell in a lot of places.
That's so sad. What a beautiful city, you know?
A beautiful city and the defecation. Now it's Sacramento getting into that mode as well. You go down to Sacramento, you see that. Stuff exactly like you're putting on the picture right there. So this is a system that's imploding as we speak. It's going much faster than people realize. And I say give it another 6 to 9 months and it'll be really upside down. And that's going to be our opportunity to go to the president, to go to the House of Representatives, and go to our state legislature. By the way, we're going to work with California on this way out. We want to make it a win-win for everybody. But see, they're going to be so strangled for money. We're going to be able to make the departure. There's no question about it.
And I think you could be seeing a situation, too, where you can use it as an example and say, okay, it's kind of like North Korea and South Korea. Look at how South Korea manufactures goods, has a GDP, and then North Korea is basically, like, you know, this oppressive communist regime where the people are starving. That's basically what you'll get if you're successful. New California will be booming, blossoming, and then California will basically just become a third world state. Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio.News, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I will take your phone calls, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. What does the deep state do next? They're clearly in total panic mode.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, this is incredible. Oh, this is such victory. CNN
prepares for dozens of layoffs. You wonder how much longer CNN is even going to exist at this rate. So CNN is shrinking. CNN is failing miserably. CNN is the communist news network. CNN is fake news. And I remember a year ago watching CNN, seeing what they were trying to build there and brand there and trying to build up Don Lemon. Don Lemon as the future of their network. As soon as I saw that, I was like, CNN's dead. If Don Lemon is the future of your network, you're screwed. You are screwed. So CNN is screwed, and they are preparing to lay off dozens of people as they continue to fail miserably. Meanwhile, Susan Rice now, the wet rat. Susan Rice, the wet rat, is now tangled up in the Russia probe as far as colluding with Comey and Obama. So that's nice. Another one of the Obama administration cronies, Susan Rice, is going to be tied up into that scandal too. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed, let me see where this story is linked to on Drudge here. BuzzFeed desperately scours globe to verify dirty dossier. So President Trump has sued BuzzFeed for publishing that dossier, and now BuzzFeed, freaking out, is running around trying to have it verified. Well, unfortunately for BuzzFeed, that's impossible because it never happened. So good luck, BuzzFeed. Good luck, CNN. And don't let the door hit you on the way out. Meanwhile, here at InfoWars, we are expanding. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great specials running right now. Be sure to take advantage of Cellforce, 53% off right now, folks. This is a limited time offer. We are going to sell this until it sells out. So take advantage of 53% off Cellforce. This is such a ridiculous deal. We're literally undercutting ourselves selling this product at such a ridiculously low price. Cellforce, 53% off right now. Now, don't forget about iCurin, the latest formula from InfoWars.com. A liver cleanse formula is also 50% off. Pollen Block, a new fast-acting seasonal distress support formula. Pollen Block is also 50% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. And a great product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com now is Bod Ease. Hey, guys, what is, thank you, pulling up bodies here. Yeah. Take advantage of bodies, folks. This is an incredible product. It looks like we've got some sort of sale going on here. It looks like 15% off here on bodies. Now, this is great for the active individual who likes to run or lift weights or whatever and deals with soreness or inflammation, and it knocks it out. It's got a powerful turmeric supplement in there as well as other supplements to help deal with soreness, achy joints, and inflammation. And that's Bod Ease at InfoWarsStore.com, a new product. It's already got some reviews there, and it's got a 4.9-star review. It gets a 5-star review from myself. So try the new Bod Ease at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we've got some callers lined up here. So let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Marty in Alabama. Go ahead, Marty.
Hi, I'm a recovering liberal, and I just wanted to let you know how hard it's been to see the light.
I've always said that it takes about a year to kind of deal with the emotion, the distress, the stress. It's tough to wake up to reality. I went through it too. It takes about a year, Marty.
But
it's depressing. I mean, it really is depressing to learn about reality. I know.
The way, no, not for me. It's been very liberating, but let me tell you that in a second. The way I came to InfoWars is because my husband, who holds different political beliefs than me, was always listening to you guys, and I really didn't like you guys. I mistook your passion for instability, and I'll tell you why I thought that. I've been raised by the system where I've been told I have mental issues and been medicated.
You've been told you were a victim.
I have not been empowered in my life. I used to only want to make a difference when in my life on my deathbed, and that would have been good. But you know, it came to the point where I'd given up. You know, I was just trying to accept a miserable life. I didn't know how to engage with people anymore. I didn't know how to talk to people anymore. I listened to you guys, and I got so informed on things. The stuff eventually made sense, and you know,
that's an amazing story, because that's exactly what they want. They want you to feel like that. They want you to feel completely beaten down and helpless so that you can't change the world. They want you to be disenfranchised, but you realize now that you are empowered. I mean, you are an individual. You are independent. You can change the world, at least for yourself and the people around you.
My life has completely changed, I think, in the past 3 or 4 days. I just realized this country is on the brink, and it's, you know, that's not what you can do for your country, but what I can do. I think what I can do for my country is to be kind in the assault of onslaughts. I know where they're coming from, so it's probably not as difficult for me as it is you, but it really is hard to keep saying, would you please stop calling me names? I haven't called you any names. Could we please try to have a discussion?
I want to ask you a question, Marty, about something you said earlier. You said you thought that our passion was instability. What do you mean exactly by that?
That's because I think I tried so hard not to show emotion to anybody, because, you know, you're told you're too emotional. And
oh, I see. So it's like you see us with all this emotion and passion, and you just figured, you know, oh my gosh, they must be unstable. Nobody acts like that.
It's the whole democratic thing. You know, my grandmother was widowed and poor, and and had only one leg. And a democratic program helped her get a job when she had kids. And she told my father that if he ever voted Republican, she would rise from the grave and beat him. I have been indoctrinated into this program, and I mean, I'm a pretty kind person, I think, but I really did think Republicans were evil, and I think part of the solution might be if you go to YouTube and look at Enter the Zohar, it talks about how we are all coming together, and we are either all going to destroy ourselves with forced homogeneity, or we are going to accept each other's differences.
Marty, what about your social circle? Was your social circle mostly liberals too? Have they changed? Are they still liberal? Have you lost friends because of this?
No, my social circle involved my mom and my husband, and nobody really that I saw on a daily basis. I have a brother and that sort of thing, but I was totally isolated. I was one of those people that, who could you go to when you really need to talk to somebody? Other than those two, it was zero. I mean, I was trying to accept the
misery. I mean, I'm not trying to insult you, Marty. It's just you are literally the stereotypical target for the Democrats. They've done exactly what they want to do to you. They demoralized you and made you feel like a victim and helpless. But when did this change happen for you? When did you decide to take back your destiny?
You know, you can't help it when you hear these broadcasts for like an hour. I used to really get annoyed. I just thought your claims were just so out there.
But when did the change happen, Marty? I got 10 seconds. When did you change?
About 4 days ago is when I really felt empowered.
Wow. That recent, huh?
It's been like a year that I've been listening to you guys, though.
Wow. I'll tell you, that's an amazing story. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more.
Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle. 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Brain is beyond the creepy line.
Take your destiny in your hands and don't let these people control your future.
Initialize my modem.
I've got one that can see.
Oh, ah! Now put your monkey down with the sickness. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. Open up your hate and the death of an enemy. Get up, put your monkey down with the sickness. You must not get up, put your monkey down with the sickness.
Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence and Candy Crush during the State of the Union address.
Oh, wow. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your feet and then it open to me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You must not get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fight on, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness has now come over me.
You know the way.
Boy, if that new intro doesn't make you rethink about your smartphone use, you're probably already gone. Wow.
Boy, that just really puts it into perspective right there, doesn't it? And then you kind of start to get a clear picture as to how these brainwashed, indoctrinated young liberals have gotten to this point of no return. Literally, their brain has been zapped by the smartphone. Literally zapped by using it for so long at such a young age, and they're gone. They're gone. They're in a fake world that doesn't exist, and they're proud of it, and that's how they live their life. I want to get to this clip before I take a couple phone calls. This is Devin Nunes talking about the Democrat fake memo and how they basically schemed their way into making this impossible to release so that they could cry foul, like Eric Swalwell and Ted Lieu have been doing. Here's Devin Nunes breaking it down.
First off, this was not a surprise. So this was after they had accused the Republicans of putting sources and methods into our memo. We actually did not. We just put in what we thought the American people needed to know.
It was, I mean, these Democrats, pause it real quick. These Democrats are so slimy and shady and backhanded and dirty and corrupt and disgusting. And you hear Devin Nunes sitting up here and saying this, and you're like, oh, well, okay, you know, it's partisan politics. It's always going to be this way. No, this is just reality. This is how dirty these Democrats are. This is how fake they are. This is how corrupt they are. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. I just get so fired up thinking about this. Let's just let Devin Nunes finish.
Beginning that they packed it full of sources and methods. Now, for the viewers out there, what are sources and methods? We don't want to give up the way that our intelligence committee recruits sources, the methods that they may use to recruit sources. So these are things that don't need to be made public. However, the Democrats knew this. They packed their memo full of sources and methods. Now, on Friday night, we received a letter back from the White House. The White House did not deny the release of the Democrats' memo. What they did is they said, look, you need to make some redactions and some technical corrections here, and we will get it out right away.
Now, see, and pause right there. And the Democrats are so predictable. In fact, let's just pull it down. I need to take these calls anyway. The Democrats are so predictable that you had, I think it was Rand Paul, Devin Nunes, Trey Gowdy. Everybody knew this was what the Dems were going to do. They're so filled with hate and they're so filled with bias. They are the most predictable people in the world. And that's why Trump beats them every time in chess, because he knows every move they're going to make because they're that predictable. I just can't believe. It really just makes you wonder why, Adam Schiff, why? Why are you such a piece of shit? Let's go to the phone lines here. I literally can't even think about these people. They're just so unpatriotic, lying scum. Straighten me out here, Dennis. I'm just at a loss. I just can't believe. Why are the Democrats? It's like Obama. Obama was a scandal-free president. Are you kidding me? Barack Obama will be lucky if his ass doesn't wind up in jail. Dennis, I mean, how do we make sense of these Democrats that are just total liars?
Well, it's the Clinton cash. That's bottom line. Once Hillary Clinton bought the DNC, and that was it. Everybody had to get on board. They pushed Bernie to the side. This is all the Clinton machine.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to understand that, period, point blank.
You're very accurate, because that's what happened. The Democrats went broke and Hillary bought them off.
Bought them off from all that foreign investment money funneled through the Clinton Foundation right on into the DNC. Now you're on a payroll. If you don't pay to play, you're going to wind up like them people up in Canada that got found strangled to death.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to call about? You said you wanted to talk about immigration today, Dennis.
Yeah, I did. Talk about predictability, right? Now, you see Trump put the travel ban up in certain, you know, countries. We ain't going to say no names, but he put the travel ban up. So they started relocating all these military age men to where? Sweden and the UK, which is not on our travel ban. If we don't get this solved quickly, we're going to have a real problem by the summertime. Because Lord knows, when it gets hot, people start doing the most.
Yeah, that's a good point too, where now they've brought in so many of these refugees from the Middle East into Sweden. They've turned it into Swedistan. And now Sweden is like falling apart. There's a I can't even believe the news coming out of Sweden. It's like a joke. There's like bombings every week, police stations getting bombed. I mean, just radical Muslims attacking left and right. And the Swedish government is just like, it's okay. There's nothing to see here. We just need to be tolerant. It's like, what? I just can't even believe what's wrong with these people. Thank you so much for the call, Dennis. Sorry, I got to move on. Let's go to David calling in from Texas. Go ahead, David.
Hey, I'm going to just make it short, sweet, and to the point. I just want to get your take on what's next after Trump, because the only way I see us truly defeating the globalists is if we get somebody after Trump that's going to do just as well, if not better. And the thing I like that Trump has done is that he's opened the avenue to presidency through other routes other than just being a politician, which, like, it's good for us in a sense that the patriots out there that are like in the public eye, I feel like they have a better chance at winning more than a Harvey Weinstein or an Oprah character. Just want to get your take on what's next for us.
Tough question. I think that, honestly, I can't even predict it. I would say it's like this. If you've seen the film Space Odyssey, in the opening scene where the gorillas come out from sleeping at the rock and they step out and the big obelisk is sitting there. That's kind of what Trump is. Trump is the obelisk, and essentially the world is all the apes that are seeing it, and they're like, what is this? And they're going crazy. It's like, and then all of a sudden everything kind of changes after that. They take the next step forward. What's after Trump? I mean, Trump? I don't know. I don't know what's after Trump.
You guys are talking about Mark Cuban and stuff like that, and I'm just like, man, like, I don't know.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the difference. This is the difference between what I would see I don't know what a Mark Cuban campaign would look like. You know exactly what a Mark Zuckerberg campaign would look like, an Oprah Winfrey campaign would look like, a Tom Steyer campaign would look like. It'd look like nothing. It'd just be invoking more hate, invoking more victimhood. This is Trump's changed the status quo. The question I think is, will it stick? That's the question, is will it stick? Will the status quo change actually stick? Where now, if you want to be president, you have to have a message, it has to resonate with people, and you have to be real. That, to me, is the status quo that's changed. And people might hate Trump's message. People might hate Trump. But he's real, and he has a message. That's been the change of the status quo. Now, will that stick for the future of elections? I don't know, but that's kind of where I see it going, where if you want to win office, you better have a message that resonates and you better be real, because people are seeing through the veneers now. People are seeing through the fake politicians. Thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Terrence, final caller from Virginia. Terrence, you got 50 seconds. Fire away.
Yeah, yes, Owen. I have a question, maybe short and sweet, but do you think that the Democrats are doing a strategy? I mean, hear me out. Think about it. They attacked Donald Trump Jr.'s wife with this white powder, which turned out to be cornstarch.
Yeah, it was actually meant for Don Jr., but yeah.
That. And before that, they traumatized Barron Trump with the decapitated head of Trump. What I wonder is, what are they going to do with Eric, Ivanka, and Tiffany? And the reason why I say that is because I'm wondering, are the Democrats trying to weaken?
Well, I'll just say this. We got to go, but I'll just say this. If they want to go after the Trump's family, that's only going to piss off Donald Trump more. So go ahead and go after Don's family, and he's going to bring the hammer down. That does it for the War Room. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.